New hope for those in palliative care. Palliative Care Collaborative Aotearoa has been formed because they say the government's not listening. They've got six key focus areas to try and lift our end of life care ranking, because we used to sit third in the world in 2009, but we've dropped to 12th as of last year. New Zealand Chair of the Australasian and New Zealand Society of Palliative Medicine, Catherine D'Souza, is with us on this. Catherine, morning.
Kia ora.
So when we say collaborative, I take it there's a whole bunch of people working in palliative care and you've all decided to cooperate and work together. Is that it?
Yeah, that's right. We've come together because it's not okay for dying people to continue to get different services depending on where they live. Proper resourcing and implementation of palliative care has been ignored for successive governments for too long. And so we've come together, as I said, to provide a united voice for the specialist sector, to advocate for the palliative care that New Zealanders really deserve.
Would the government argue, well, hold on, we're centralising the health system so it's no longer postcode and this might work in your favour?
It does. But currently there is nobody, no single person working for palliative care in the Ministry of Health. So if that's going to continue, I can't see that the palliative care will be developed any further than it is already.
The government not listening to what? Your pleas? What do they say? We're not listening, or do they say we are listening and we'll come back to you and you never hear from them again?
More along that line, yes. We've written to the Minister of Health, of course, and explained some of our concerns, but successive attempts have not come to any major changes in what is provided. We've also written to the chairs of the new health authorities, the Māori Health Authority and Health New Zealand, asking for a meeting. They haven't come forward with that meeting yet, but we're hoping that they will in the future.
Hard to get attention in a COVID world with an inflation crisis and a war, do you reckon?
Yes, it is, but nonetheless, dying people, children, adults, they all deserve our care and attention. And they're very vulnerable and often don't have the strength to talk for themselves and therefore left to the back of the queue when it comes to funding and resourcing.
Well, I wish you well with it. Catherine D'Souza, Chairwoman of the Australian New Zealand Society of Palliative Medicine.